I'm Wanda Means. Thank you for listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman. This is episode 11, where I talk about truffle butter. Enjoy this one. It's funny.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm going to tell you a story, because you know how my second session is always about
story time with Wanda.
I know. I'm going to talk about the Urban Dictionary and my trip to the ICU.
I like the sound of that.
Yes, it was fun. I mean, if you've never been to the ICU, I say you should go as a visitor and a guest.
Yeah, we both need to be working on. I'm going to work on some of the contributions for Urban Dictionary, too. I want to come up with
some of those.
Okay, good, because
I have created my own Urban Dictionary phrases.
How many do you have?
I created about 7 or 8, but I've pulled about 30 of them. I don't know if I'll go over all of them. But my first segment is just me and my mouth, as you know. And, if I forgot to mention, I'm the author of my blog, Jesus Divorce and Over 40. I always got to plug that. People, please read my blog. You never know what I'm going to talk about. But today, this month is April. It's really not flu season. It just happens to be late this year,
yeah.
And I got it.
Yeah, you don't really usually hear about people getting the flu in,
I guess I got the swine flu from fucking a pig.
Are we going to talk about that?
We're not going to talk about that pig I fucked who gave me the swine flu.
All right.
Okay, but whatever. All right, so I do want to talk about April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and this is very important to me, Kevin. I know you weren't abused as a child.
No, but I know this is something very near and dear to your heart.
Very near and dear to my heart, and I think it's important. Okay, I really hate the term awareness. I mean, that's fine and all, but that's like 1% of it. Like, great. So let's all be aware. Woohoo! I'm aware.
You're right. The awareness thing is kind of stupid.
I mean, really? Okay, you got to do more than just be aware. And that's just what pisses me off because, I mean, we need to go beyond this. And I'm going to run a few stats over you all. And I want you to pay attention and listen closely. And I know a lot of my listeners, they only care about who I'm fucking. But I'm going to be very clear. I am a huge advocate for children and the abuse of them and sexual abuse. Apparently, there are 5 children that are killed every day because of child abuse. If there's 20 kids in your kindergarten class, that's 1/4 of your kids.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? The stats are staggering, which really upsets me the most. Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. Physical abuse and sexual abuse account for 50% of all the child abuse stats. And there's like 6.6 million cases a year. I mean, it's nuts, right? There's emotional abuse, physical neglect, emotional neglect. Okay, all that adds up, right? So the health impacts, for example, the average life expectancy of a child who is abused is less than 2 decades of that of a normal human being. I say normal. I hate that word. I don't even know why I use it.
Yeah, what is normal?
I took a class and it's like in college called normal psychology. I'm like, the teacher kept saying, what is normal? And every time I use that word, I wonder why I use that word. But their life expectancy is 20 years less than yours and mine. Do you know that the average... Okay, so...
And why is that exactly? I mean, just from...
Well, because
of the
they'll drink themselves to death.
Right.
Suicide, the mental disorders. I mean, the list goes on and on. Let's talk about prison. Abused children are 9 times more likely to commit a crime. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, that it's a huge number, but it makes sense.
In prison, 14% of the men there were abused as a child. 36% of the women were abused as a child. I mean, think about those numbers. It's nuts. And then you think about, this is my favorite. Over the age of 21, 80% will at least have 1 psychological disorder.
I figured that would almost be a certainty, like 100% of the time.
I mean, we all know I'm a little fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So I was abused as a child.
I'm a little fucked up too, but I don't have an excuse. So.
Yeah, but I'm a narcissist too.
Yeah, me too.
We talk about it. I know we shouldn't laugh, but you know, I'm a pure candidate for this. All these risks right here. So I just really want to make this a point in this podcast today that 1 in 3 girls will be abused by the time they're 18. 1 in 5 boys will be abused by the time they're 18. And I think this is so important. And yeah, blah, blah, blah. We're all aware of it. Great. We're all aware of it. Thumbs up. Okay, that doesn't do shit.
Being aware doesn't mean anything.
So my whole thing truly is stop the abuse. If you're abusing your child, stop. You know who you are. If a child tells you they're being abused, believe them. And the most important thing truly is to talk to them ahead of time. People are so afraid to talk to their children about uncomfortable things. We don't want to talk. We'd rather hide it under the rug. Like this article that was written about me in Dallas Observer this week. Thank you to Caroline North for taking the time to write this article. Kevin, did you see the article?
I absolutely did.
So, I mean, it talks about...
It's an excellent article.
Yeah, and it's titled, I Want to Talk About Sex, which is true. I do want to talk about sex because I
am... But I'm a narcissist, so I'm like, why is that not mentioned in this article?
Yeah, I know you should have been. I'll mention you more often, I promise. But I mean, so she talked... But the important thing is that this brought out people to understand. This brought sexual abuse to the center stage. And April is child abuse. And it's not just child sexual abuse. It's child abuse.
Right.
That encompasses a lot of fucking people. So I read in the news the other day that four guys in Utah were arrested for sodomizing a 9-year-old little girl.
Jesus.
Did you see that, Kevin?
No.
While the mother was getting high on meth. I personally have never done meth. I like my teeth. I think when you do, like, when you go to the carnival and you see all those carnies that work there, their teeth are all messed up.
Yeah, I don't see you as a meth
person.
It's a dead
giveaway that they do meth. But, okay.
People like us, we already have enough energy. We don't need to be tweaked.
I don't even
anymore.
Know what meth does to you. I've gotten high. I will admit it. I'm open and honest. But I've never done anything else. So
I've done it all.
These four guys, they're and they have their mugshots. I put it on my... website on my page, One Blunt Woman and Jesus Divorce and Over 40. I have two page Facebook pages now. So they show a picture of the guys, and here's my thing. There's this guy who's out there who believes in human rights for sex offenders. All right, I'm sorry. If you sodomize a 9-year-old girl, I'm just saying you'd lose your rights.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Okay, so I think so I got into this debate with this guy, and he goes, well, they should get the death penalty. And well, I'm like, no, the death penalty is too easy. They die.
Yeah.
He thinks all
I agree.
Child perps should, you know, get the death penalty, which ultimately they should. I think they should all be castrated and have to live without a dick the rest of their life. Can you imagine the mental torture that would be?
Seems appropriate to me.
I feel like you're agreeing with me.
I am agreeing with you.
So, Kevin, don't stick your dick where it doesn't belong.
No, I don't think I'll ever
have
that problem.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Because when I become president, I'm going to make that a law. Okay, I'm really not running for president. I'm just saying. If you sodomize a child, your dick needs to be cut off.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And the mother...
Seems fair enough to me.
And the mother, I'm just saying, she should lose her ovaries so she can never have children again.
I'm Wanda Means, and you're listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman.
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to tell it what it is, I'm going to see what you think you know it is, and then when we get to the one that refers, there's an Urban Dictionary phrase or myth or whatever they call it, that refers to what happened to me, that sent me to the ICU. So, do you know what a Napaho is?
No.
It's a piece of ass asleep in your bed.
All right.
A Napaho.
I thought it was some kind of an Indian tribe.
That would be Navajo. This is Nap-a-ho. Okay. DBI, which is kind of similar, but not quite. You know what? Don't bang it. You know what that's for?
Please enlighten me.
Advising someone not to have sex with a person nor an object.
All right. An object. Make sure to include that.
I mean, because I have sex with objects. It would be a vibrator. No?
I guess that's true.
Okay. So you have sex with...
I mean,
a blow up.
Such things exist. I've never used one myself.
Okay, so you're into human.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. Okay.
All
natural. Okay. All right. Okay. So, dick, please. It's the same as bitch, please. But now women have their version of it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I get that one.
Okay. So, arm cardio.
Does that relate to jerking off?
Yes.
Nice.
Good one. High five there, Kevin. Don't touch me. You might get flu.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Although I don't have it. I'm not contagious anymore.
Right? All right. Okay. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. So swamp ass. This one's gross.
Swamp ass. I think that's already a term.
Yeah. Well.
When your ass gets super sweaty.
It means when you don't wipe your ass enough.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, that is pretty gross.
That is so disgusting.
That's pretty nasty.
I mean, my son, we don't want to get into the hygiene.
I'm a pretty good ass wiper.
My 10-year-old. Yeah, he turned 10 last week.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for that little man. He's a bigger asshole than ever. We played in the parent-child. I know, right? Now he's a double-digit asshole, right?
Yep.
I hope he doesn't listen to this. He won't.
He won't listen.
So we play in the parent-child stick-and-puck game at our Stars Hockey Center. My kids are avid Stars fans, and so they play for the Stars. And so they're you know, they're farm program or whatever they call it.
Sure.
So my son and I, my older son, who's a varsity player for Highland Park High School, and I were playing a bunch of 9 and 10 year olds, and all the parents and coaches are like, okay, go really easy on the boys. We did not listen. We went so hard on my little one. We kept after him. He couldn't get the puck around us. He was so mad. And I was like, what? Is that mean?
No. I hate to admit, I would have done the same thing.
I mean, should I not? I mean, I was like, Wanda, you should be nicer to your kid. I'm like, why would I be nice to my kid?
No. Go with the tough love.
He already has an ego enough as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs to, you know, it's not like I went and, you know, checked him into the boards. That might be a bit much.
That might be going a little too far.
I didn't do that, but it was fun. Anyways, I enjoy playing that. So,
no, God, if you had taken it easy on him, that just would not have been your style.
I know. And yeah. He's got a big enough ego as it is. So we're
need to put him in his place a little. Take him down a peg.
I know. I'm a good mom. I put my child in their place. Okay. So, all right. So, moving on. 5-second rule of texting. Do you know what that is?
5-second rule of texting. I would guess wait 5 seconds before you start typing.
Okay. No, you send it and you go, fuck, I shouldn't have sent it. So you immediately send another text because when the texts come through, they see the last one first. And so they don't even think about that asshole one you sent before.
Okay. That's pretty smart.
So that's smart. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what speaking of assholes, do you know what an asshole baby is?
Nope.
It's when you get pregnant by having anal sex.
That can't actually happen.
Well, sure it can.
It can't. What?
Well, because there's
this
thing.
Yeah, I need a little more specifics on this one.
Okay. So the guy ejaculates and the woman, you know, what goes up must come down.
Right.
So sometimes it comes down and around.
Oh, okay.
It's entirely possible.
That's got to be pretty rare, though.
Possible.
Yeah.
It is rare, but it's possible.
Yeah.
So that leads me to my next term, which is going to lead me into why I went to the ICU.
Okay.
Truffle butter.
This has to be something gross.
It is.
All right. So how did you end up in the ICU? I've been on pins and needles on this one for nearly 20 minutes now.
4 years ago at Thanksgiving, I was at my brother's, and I could not shake this fever. 2 days. And finally, my sister-in-law says, Wanda, you need to go to one of those ER care places. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll go. I go there. They're like, oh, they immediately put me in an ambulance and send me to a hospital who checks me in and immediately puts me into a room. 5 minutes later, I kid you not, they stick me in ICU.
Why did they stick you in ICU?
Okay, truffle butter.
Yeah.
This is my PSA to everyone, so please pay attention. If you go from anal sex to vaginal sex, the implications are horrible. What you're doing is you're taking all that waste and you're putting it inside your vagina, which could go into your kidneys, into your bloodstream, and cause septic shock.
Yep.
Don't ever do that. Please take my advice. I know I like to be funny about this shit, but it is not funny when you're in ICU and your blood pressure is 70 over 40 and they can't get it up and they think you're going to die.
So why do you call it truffle butter?
Well, truffle butter is the buttery substance when you mix anus into the vaginal.
Oh, okay.
And it comes into a truffly, buttery looking. It's not normal because there's some.
My buddies and I always called that the ATP transfer.
Which is ATP, which means.
Ass to.
Yeah, but yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, you could say pussy on this show, okay? I don't care.
I forget sometimes.
So my point being is do not. I know truffle butter is funny, but don't do it.
Wanda's PSA about truffle butter.
PSA. I know we laugh about these Urban Dictionary things, but God damn it is not worth it. I spent 2 days in the hospital, and I'm going to tell you, it is not worth it. You do not know what's going to go into your blood. It's going to go into your kidneys. Next thing you know, your body is failing.
Yeah. So, avoid the truffle butter.
Avoid the truffle butter.
At all costs.
That is my, you know, $20,000 later. And the doctor that put me in there, you think he would have, you know, here, Wanda, here's some money to help pay for that.
Right.
No.
No dice?
No dice. But hey.
Lesson learned.
Okay, lesson learned. Okay, so now that we've gone through all of my Urban Dictionary, I was with my brother and his wife this weekend, and we were talking about our own Urban Dictionary. So I'm going to give you some that I've made up. Do you know what a DBT is? Not the DBI that I talked about earlier, which was don't bang it.
Nope.
DBT, double body threat.
Hmm.
It's not a wrestling move. Because WrestleMania was here this weekend.
They were.
So I don't really want to give much credit to all that, but.
No idea
okay,
what that
so
is.
Okay, so double body threat. It's when you have tits and ass.
Okay, yeah. That makes total sense.
I am not a double body threat.
No?
You can look at me. There's no, I mean, I got the bottom, but I don't want the top.
Really?
So when a woman has both, I feel like she's a double body threat. Guys look at that and go, damn, because guys will say to me, oh, I'm not a tits guy. Well, of course they're going to say that to me because I don't have tits. Oh, I'm an ass guy. Well, okay.
I think most people of my generation are definitely ass men.
Okay. Well, the DBT, the double. Okay. So, cross the tracks. Cross the tracks. Got any ideas? When you go from straight to gay.
Oh, all right.
It happens.
Yeah.
My gay guy friends tell me all the time, straight guys come up to them all the time saying, will you fuck me? I've never fucked a gay man. I want to know what it's like.
But they had to have always been a little bit gay.
I don't know if that makes them gay. I think they're just curious to know what it feels like to have a dick up their ass.
I think that kind of makes you gay. But I'm a straight guy. Maybe I'm being close-minded. But I'm pretty sure you're at least a little bit gay, if you even have that thought.
Okay, cow slipping.
No idea.
What do you think it is?
Cow slipping?
Like cow tipping, but cow slipping. Now, these are ones I've just made up. You realize that, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know what that one is. When I can't think of anything on that one.
When she's so big that it slips out.
Wait, oh, okay. You're talking about, like, if there's a sausage on a hallway situation.
Men have told me, you know what, Wanda? You talk about your peaking penis, but let me talk about the big uterus. I can tell when a woman's had many children because their thing is so big, there's just no room for it to go in.
Yeah.
And maybe that's their excuse for having a small penis. Okay, so then that leads me to my last one, or I have two more. Where's the beef? That's when you're stuck with a peaky penis. I really like Where's the Beef. Remember that commercial from the 80s? That old lady thing, Where's the Beef?
Yep.
She was really talking about something else. Okay, and then my last one is the double stitcher.
All right. Double.
Double stitcher.
Double stitcher.
That's when you tell your doctor to give you an extra stitch
like
to tighten
pregnancy?
You up. Yeah, to tighten you up a little bit more.
Gotcha.
Guys love it when they're a little tight.
Yeah.
I am speaking out of turn. I am not a guy. You're a guy.
Yes.
You like it tight?
Of course.
Okay, good. So that's my term. So those are my Urban Dictionary terms that I've come up with. Do you like them?
I do. I think they are absolutely worthy of being in the Urban Dictionary canon.
I'm going to submit them. Okay.
Yeah, definitely submit them.
I'm Wanda Means, and thank you for listening to this special presentation of One Blunt Woman.
I know. It's
we are in the Bible Belt, remember.
I know, but it's really not about Jesus. It's really about the hypocrisy of all of it, right?
Yep.
Because, well, you know, when you're 8 years old and you have Jesus shoved down your throat the same day a dick is shoved down your throat. Oh, God, I'm getting off track. Why do I constantly get off track?
I don't know. You do that a lot.
I do that, I think, way too much. I think I have a problem with that. Okay, so
I said
the one thing that I wanted to go over in the beginning of all this was this is my 11th episode, so I've done 10, and I mean, we kind of discussed everything from swinging to lesbians to
truffle butter
to remember dominance orgasms in all of humankind,
of course,
and Tinder tips and men and their game and how they need to, you know, make it better.
Yeah, the different types of Tinder dudes.
Right. Uh-huh. And then, of course, Jared's ass whipping. And I love that one.
That's only going to get worse for him.
I just think I have a suspicion. We've hit every... Yeah, I know, right. I just think we've hit every topic there is. The 8 kinds of orgasms that women have. I mean, we've kind of gone down them all. Is there anything left for me to talk about?
It's quite a spectrum.
And then, of course, my last one was narcissism, which I should clarify. I am not a malignant narcissist. I'm merely a benign narcissist. You do know benign means.
Okay.
It won't kill you.
I don't know which one I am.
No, you're benign.
You think so?
Yeah, benign means it's not deadly.
Okay.
I mean, my mother...
That's malignant.
Malignant, yeah. So I had, when that article came out, I had several women text me and say, or not text me because I don't know my number, but they private messaged me and they said, "Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate you putting it out there. I was abused, blah, blah, blah. My mother chose my husband." Like, I feel awful for those women.
Yeah.
Seriously, what mother chooses her husband over her kid? The fuck is wrong with you?
No, I think that's, yeah, so absolutely ludicrous.
If you're a mother out there and you think your husband's dick is better than your child, you need to have your fucking uterus cut out of you. That's all I'm saying.
No, could not agree more.
Okay, so last segment we talked about Urban Dictionary, and I came up with a bunch of my own names, and Kevin couldn't think of any of them. You only got one right.
Sorry.
Dude, you failed that test.
Okay, well, next week I'm going to have my own list of ones.
Okay, good. Bring your list.
And you can guess which ones.
So, in my last segment today, which is always my edutainment, trying to educate women, although I did give a PSA about anal to vaginal, don't do it.
That's true. I've definitely done that before.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't do it again.
No, I won't. That was a very long time ago. I was very young.
But now you're so old and mature at 30.
Oh, yeah. Now I know everything. Now I'm very wise.
Yeah, bullshit. I don't know anything, and I'm 46. I think I know everything, but I don't. The more I know, the less. The older I get, the less I know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about why men and women can't truly be friends.
Yep. Something that I totally agree with.
I had a fuck buddy, and I broke my rules. You know what the rules of a fuck buddy are?
You don't get emotionally attached.
You don't get emotionally attached. But the problem is, I had a fuck buddy who I was emotionally attached to, and I really think that's smart business.
Yeah.
So a fuck buddy is someone that you're friends with, that you hang out with, that you enjoy their company, but you don't care about them. You just kind of like sex. You can't really do that with a guy that you were emotionally attached to.
There have been probably, off the top of my head, I can think of two women that I was very close friends with that I tried to explain this to them. Like, men and women can never truly just be friends. And they're like, that's not true. Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. I ended up banging both of them at one point or another. Just a fact.
Oh, of course.
Sex
okay.
always gets in the way.
So, like, you know, when Harry Met Sally came out, what, 25 years ago?
Yep.
They were right.
Yep, they were absolutely correct. The sex thing will always get in the way. Whether you end up actually doing it or not, the one of the other is always thinking about it.
Well,
a guy's always going to want to bang a girl friend.
So I read a study that was done. Okay, so for obviously centuries and thousands of years, men hunted and women were gatherers. So they were separate. So you get married, you're still separate. Men and women still have separate social lives. It wasn't until the turn of the 20th century that women started working with men. And that's when things changed. Because women went from gatherers to hunters. They started working, in
right.
other words. So when they started working together, then things changed. Because men and women were always separate, and now they're together. You know, let's fast forward 100 years. And men and women who work together sleep together. And based on the study that they did of 88 couples, they found that more of the men were romantically interested in the women than the women were with the men, which I found interesting because women, they, according to this study, and it was on manliness.com, so I don't know if I believe it. I'm just kind of quoting what I read. They think that women are less likely to fall for the guy, and the guy is more likely to fall for the woman, because I think men just want to put their dick in any hole.
That, yeah, exactly.
So, and women, I mean, I've had guy friends that I didn't want to sleep with.
My favorite part, yeah, in that scene, and when Harry Met Sally, my favorite, the
love
end of it,
that movie.
When, he's telling her that the sex thing will always get in the way if you have an attractive friend or whatever. And she says, okay, well, what about in a relationship, a friendship where the girl's not attractive? And he says, no, we pretty much want to nail them too. Like, it's kind of true. Like, yeah.
Wait, is that when he spit the grapes out of the window because
the car.
He forgot to roll it down?
Yeah.
Which is, I think,
that
hilarious.
Whole car scene is like one of my favorite movies.
Was that a Nora Ephron movie?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
God, she made some great movies.
She did.
Okay, so the whole orgasm scene where women fake it.
Yep.
I mean, I've never faked it, but apparently you can.
And apparently, like, there's all these guys who are so believing in it.
And guys believe, so God.
But I'm always assumed, like, I'm so neurotic. I'm always thinking, like, was that real or not? Like, I don't know. I don't want to believe it.
So I don't get when you have a fuck buddy and you're having sex and it's great, and then they go their way, you go their way, and then you think to yourself, fuck, I like him. Why am I fucking him? That's just wrong. Why can guys compartmentalize but women can't?
Are you sure the guys can?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I have slept with many men, and I can walk away and not think a thing. But there's this one guy that, well, fuck him. But you just can't separate it. How do you separate it, Kevin? Give me some advice.
I don't know. It's actually funny. One situation, a girl who I was friends with that I worked with, and we went out one night. We ended up hooking up, and then all my buddies were like, oh, man, you're in for it now. Like, she's going to get so attached. Now nothing will be the same again or whatever. And it went the exact opposite way. She was totally cool, like still just being friends. I'm the one who got attached. So I don't know that guys can compartmentalize it either.
So it's possibly a case-by-case basis.
The last thing I expected to happen is what happened. Like, I ended up being the one who was like, shit, I actually really liked this girl. Like, I was, like, bummed out when she didn't want to hang out again.
That's unusual, because a guy can fuck him and leave him.
I've been able to do that plenty of times.
I can fuck him and leave him.
Yeah, sometimes
I don't
you
get
can,
it.
Sometimes you can't. I don't know.
I get it. So when I had a huge 105 and a half fever, I said, please, come take care of me. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm busy. I'm like, what, because I can't fuck you?
Yeah.
So, note to self, don't be needy.
Yeah.
Fuck buddies don't want needy. They just want to fuck you and leave you. And, hey, I'll call you in a week when I'm not so busy. You want to have sex again? I need to stop the fuck buddy thing.
It can be good. It can be bad. It just depends.